13. The best kind of love. I have a friend who is falling in love. She honestly claims the sky is bluer. Mozart moves her to tears. She has lost 15 pounds and looks like a cover girl. I'm young again, she shouts excitedly. As my friend raves on about her new love, I've taken a good look at my old one. My husband of almost 20 years, Scott, has gained 15 pounds. Once a marathon runner, he now runs only down hospital halls. When my friend asked me, what will make this love last, I ran through all the obvious reasons. Commitment, shared interest, unselfishness, physical attraction, communication. Yet, there's more. And there are surprises. One time I came home to find a note on the front door that led me to another note, then another, until I reached the walk-in closet. I opened the door to find Scott holding a pot of gold, my cooking kettle, and the treasure of a gift package. There is understanding. I understand why he must play basketball with the guys. And he understands why, once a year, I must get away from the house, the kids, and even him, to meet my sisters for a few days of non-stop talking and laughing. There is sharing. Not only do we share household worries and parental burdens, we also share ideas. Scott came home from a convention last month and presented me with a thick historical novel. Though he prefers the thrillers and science fiction, he had read the novel on the plane. He touched my heart when he explained it was because he wanted to be able to exchange ideas about the book after I'd read it. There is forgiveness. When I'm embarrassingly loud and crazy at parties, Scott forgives me. When he confessed losing some of our savings in the stock market, I gave him a hug and said, "It's okay, it's only money." Finally, there is knowing. I know Scott will throw his laundry just shy of the hamper every night. He'll be late to most appointments. He knows that I sleep with a pillow over my head. I'll lock us out of the house on a regular basis. I guess our love lasts because it is comfortable. No, the sky is not bluer. It's just a familiar hue. We don't feel particularly young. We've experienced too much that has contributed to our growth and wisdom, taking its toll on our bodies and created our memories. As a bride, I had Scott's wedding band engraved with Robert Browning's line, "Grow old along with me." We're following those instructions. If anything is real, the heart will make it plain.